The Hard Rockin' Trivia Show is sponsored by Hard Rock Arena Radio. Listen at home at radionomy.com or listen on your mobile device on the TuneIn app or download the Hard Rock Arena Radio app at the iTunes App Store, BlackBerry World, or the Google Play Store.
On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, and here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
Pounding the world like a battering ram.
All right, boys and girls, it's time for rapid fire here, where we fire off three questions at each other. Can be anything from 60s rock all the way up to hard rock metal today. So this week we got a special contributor. He's one of the Facebook people who likes the show. And he's going to challenge Danny with some questions.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
All right, let me give you a little background on this guy.
All right.
His name is Arnie Smith, and that's his real name, Arnie Smith. It's not a fake name. He's from Magnolia, Mississippi.
Okay.
And Magnolia, Mississippi, oh, here's a little history for you. It's in Pike County, Mississippi. Population 2,400.
Jeez.
It is 3.3 square miles. This is small town USA.
So he knows everybody.
Yeah, I guess there. And I got to talk to him back and forth a little bit. It's kind of funny. Him and his friends used to go out to scout record stores looking for Kerrang! Magazines. Sound familiar?
Totally.
Yeah, we used to do the same damn thing. Let's go out to let's get in the car and go to Fairfax and see if we can find the latest Kerrang! Magazines. I thought we were
one store.
Yeah, yep.
And the whole area carried them.
Yeah, I think I thought we were the only idiots on the planet that did it. Apparently, there's more of us out there.
Right, in Magnolia, Mississippi.
Yeah, this guy's a middle-aged dad, like we are. he's got some kids, and he says, he wrote something down for me. He says, thanks for letting me contribute. He says, I have a 90-minute drive to work every day, and I love listening to your show. Makes my drive there a little bit better. That's kind of cool to hear, huh?
Yeah, cool. I appreciate that.
So, yeah, and he listens to us on Spotify, so one of the many carriers. You can listen to us on Apple, Google, Spotify, iHeartRadio, this show. You can please go ahead and subscribe so you don't miss a single episode of this excitement.
Yeah, the more we get, the more subscribers we get, the more money we make.
Yeah, which is zero.
We double our income.
I thought we were quadrupling our income.
Well, if we get five more listeners, we quadruple.
Yep, so he sent me three questions via Facebook, and he challenged me. He sent these questions to me. I answered them. I went 3 for 3, but okay. I'm going to read you his questions to you and see how you do, and they're all KISS related.
Okay. All right. Good. So, I happen to have a couple KISS questions as well.
I'll be playing for Arnie, and here's Arnie's first question. Here it is.
These questions that I asked, they'll go out to Arnie too, so let's see how he does.
Yeah.
He gets 3 for 3.
Yeah, Arnie, see how badass you are, huh?
All right, Arnie, bring it on.
Okay, question number one. What was the first music video from KISS to be played on MTV? A hint at all?
I'm going to say it's Lick It Up.
That would be incorrect.
Is that too late?
Yes. Okay, here's the hint. It was a single released in the year 1981, and Gene was singing vocals on it.
Um, 1981
is the big hint.
Yeah. Oh, I can hear the song. As one goes, hey, yeah.
And you would be wrong. That's 83.
Oh, that would have been my guess.
Or 82.
No? I don't know what it is.
The answer, it's a ballad. Should I guess another hint? It's a ballad. It's a very, he cries at the end of the video.
Oh, World Without Heroes.
There you go.
Oh, Jesus.
But you missed that one, so you're 0-1.
Yeah, that was not right.
Yeah, actually, you know, my guess would have been I Love It Loud, too, but yeah. When he gave me the hint, 81, I said, 81? Oh, that's The Elder. So so he kind of helped me out in there. Thanks, that Ernie. Appreciate that.
The first video.
A World Without Heroes. Oh, you know what I think? I saw that on Solid Gold, of all things. Yeah. Oh, look, Gene's crying in the video. Oh.
Yeah, bringing the tears.
Yeah. Yeah, Gene turned 70. You believe that?
Yeah, I do.
Jeez, yeah.
Jeez.
Oof. It's time to end of the world.
They were my first concert I ever saw. It was at the Cap Center in D.C., I think I was either 10 or 11. It was the Alive 2. Well, I guess it was the Destroyer Tour.
No, that'd be Dynasty, wouldn't it? No. 77, you said?
Yeah. It was when they were recording Alive 2.
So I'm at the Love Gun Tour.
Yeah, so in the AC/DC open forum with Bon Scott.
Now, how did AC/DC go over? Did anybody care?
Bon Scott threw his jacket in the crowd, and they threw it back.
Ooh.
I do remember that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Either they're very nice or they didn't like AC/DC.
It's chilly outside. We don't want you to catch a cold. Here's your jacket bag.
So the first band you technically saw live was AC/DC. That's cool.
Yeah. That was it.
Yeah, my first band was Saint Paradise.
What?
Saint Paradise was open for Van Halen. That was with that was with Derek St. Holmes and some other guys from Ted Nugent's band after they left Ted Nugent.
Okay.
So, yeah. Yours is much cooler.
Yeah, a little bit.
All right.
Okay, question number one for you. Where did Kiss play their first gig with makeup?
I'm going to say 1973 at the Coventry.
Nope. The first gig with makeup was a place called The Daisy. Amityville, New York.
Oh, I was close.
Oh.
I wonder if Arnie got that right.
Yeah, I wonder. They had some previous gigs before that for like industry gigs and stuff, but this was the first one with the makeup.
Oh, okay. That's right. When Paul was wearing the bandit makeup, not before the star.
No, I read about the whole bandit makeup and he kind of used that on and off. He kind of went back and forth.
Oh, okay.
But this was even before the Bandit. He had the star.
Oh, okay. I did not know that. I thought it was the Bandit, but I could be wrong. So yeah. I wonder if Arnie got that right. Is he in his car yelling, keep your hands on the wheel there, Arnie. Come on.
Really?
You got a family to feed. Don't go off the road. All right, here you go. Question number two for you. Bob Ezrin produced 3 Kiss albums. Can you name them?
I know he did Destroyer.
Yep.
I'll go with Love Gun.
Nope.
No?
Mm-mm. He did one in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. 2 were pretty successful. 1 was a flop.
All right. Well, I'll say maybe The Elder.
Yep. That's 2.
So then one of the 90s. I'll say Lick It Up.
At the 80s. Revenge.
Oh, man. That's one of my favorite Kiss albums, too.
Yeah, Revenge, Elder, and Destroyer. So he was 2-3. Pretty good. Euro for 2, but Bob was doing well, but the Elder was... Eesh. You know the Elder, what's that song? Oh, God.
There's the only one good song.
I like Escape from an Island, too, the instrumental. Mm. And I is my favorite. The Oath is okay. But what's that song? There's a child in the sundress leaving. That's that song towards the end. I used to like it, and I listened to it recently, and went, ooh, what the hell was I thinking?
What was the matter with me?
I don't know.
That must have been your hard drug phase.
But I never took drugs.
No, I mean NyQuil.
Oh, NyQuil. There you go. I wasn't feeling good.
Yeah.
So Arnie's kicking your ass right now.
Really? Jeez. 0-2. Thanks a lot, Arnie. Appreciate that.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's redeem ourselves. All right. Fire okay, question.
No, I got one more. Question number two for you.
Okay.
Forever was written by Paul Stanley and who?
Ooh, Michael Bolton.
Oh, that is correct.
Yes.
Oh, man. What?
And what's the connection between Michael Bolton and Kiss at the time?
Bruce Kulick.
Yeah, because they were in Blackjack together. Okay, that's a good one. All right, question three for you. This is probably the hardest one of the three, I think.
Oh, geez.
Okay, in 1973, a young Ace Frehley showed up for his Kiss audition sporting an interesting wardrobe choice. Do you know what it is?
He had different color shoes.
Bingo, that is correct.
Orange and red.
Yeah, and a bonus question he threw in there. What was the first song they jammed on?
Oh, I have no idea.
Oh, just think first album. Think the Alive album. Think of what do you think they would start with?
I'll say Deuce.
You got it. It's Deuce.
Yeah.
First song they jammed on. Ooh, so
that's cool.
1-3. Okay, not too bad.
Okay, all right. Arnie, you did pretty good. I appreciate the questions.
All right.
Question number three for you. Let's see if you get this one.
All right.
What was Vinnie Vincent's makeup character called?
The Ankh? The Ankh?
Yeah, it's
the Ankh Warrior, right?
Yep, ooh. There you go. You got it.
Yeah. But now, see, Vinnie nowadays, not much of a warrior.
No.
No, not at all. I hope Vinnie puts out some music, but yeah, he's a looking. I hope he comes back with some great stuff, but I'm not holding my breath. I'm not holding my breath.
The video I saw, he was letting other guys take solos and stuff. Like, what the hell, Vinny? You're like the solo master. What are you doing?
I don't know. He had some birthday bash thing where I think he charged like $400 or $500 just to show up and hang out with Vinny. And there was no filming involved there, but I think there was like 20 people there maybe. That's what I heard. I don't know. There's no video of the whole thing, but I hope he comes out with some great music because the guy is talented, but I don't know.
Oh, he's a hell of a songwriter. His Invasion albums are two of my favorite, just in general. They're two of my favorites.
Yeah, and he wrote Tears for John Waite, too.
Yeah, he's an unbelievable songwriter, and it's talent.
Yeah, let's hope he comes back and gives us something great. We'll just wait and see.
Yeah.
So, Arnie,
I appreciate your input. I wish I could have done better for you, but
the people of Magnolia, Mississippi should be very proud of you. There'll be a giant parade. All 2,400 people are going to be out there cheering you.
Yep, and the parade can go all the way around the outside of the town and still only take 10 minutes.
Yeah, I wonder how many stoplights are there. Maybe a couple, three, four maybe?
3 square miles. Could be one.
Yeah, there's a place in California called, I think it was Julian, California. It's up in the mountains north of San Diego. There was one stoplight in the whole town. It's like, oh, my God, you got to be kidding me.
And it blinks during nighttime hours.
It did. I think they have like an apple pie festival once a year, and that's their big thing. In Magnolia, Mississippi, what's the fun thing to do there? I don't know. Probably go down to New Orleans because that's like due south of it, so it's pretty close.
Oh, okay.
Maybe it's a suburb kind of, sort of. I don't know. We're not experts. We're not anywhere there. But, hey, thanks for the questions. We appreciate it, and we'll see you guys next week.
All right.
The Hard Rocking Trivia Show can now be found on YouTube, so please search for us and subscribe to the channel.
All right, everybody out there, it's time for some intellectual poetry where we read some lyrics and I got to get Mark to guess it.
Okay.
Or I got to try to stump him. So we'll see how we do this time. Are you ready?
Yes, I am ready.
All right. This is from a 1980 song.
Okay. I was 16 years old.
All right. Well, then you definitely know this song. Silver screen's such a disgrace, I couldn't look her straight in the face. A blue addiction, I live in disgust. Degradation, I'm being eaten by lust. And then is the chorus that I can't say.
I like those lyrics, but I am... I am.
Well, it gets better.
I am stumped. Oh.
Right, it's a solo artist. This is on his debut album.
Is it Billy Squire?
No, that is not Billy Squire.
Okay. I guess that wasn't close.
No.
Because you chuckled under your breath there. All right.
Okay, second verse. Inspiration that's blue and uncut. Can't kick the habit, obsession of smut. Voyeur straining in love with his hand. A poison passion, a pulsing gland.
What? I know what he's talking about, but...
Do you need me to read that again?
No. YouTube will ban us. I have no idea. Pete Townsend.
No, you're getting further away.
Yeah, I don't think Pete Townsend would write those lyrics. But I'm totally clueless. Solo artist, huh?
Yeah.
What country is he from?
He's from England.
English country. Okay. I might have an idea.
You saw him on this tour.
Okay, I might have an idea, but go ahead.
All right, third verse. I shouldn't do it. The guilt tells me why. I just can't stop it. I try and I try. X-rated demon that lives in my head. Hungry for Boj, and he wants to be fed. Or Boj. I don't know.
Okay, is it Ozzy Osbourne?
That is correct.
But I don't know
the song.
I don't know the song. Is it I Don't Know?
No.
I don't, God.
It's
am I going to hit myself over the head when I find out the song?
Yeah, well, it kind of with the subject matter, it's No Bone Movies.
Oh, yeah. I was trying to think of that because when he's at the gland and all that. Hey,
yeah.
Yeah, Ozzy didn't write any of his lyrics, as everybody knows. It was Bob Daisley.
Yeah, well.
Thank you, Bob, for those great lyrics.
Yeah, thanks, Bob. What were you thinking about?
Yeah, that's not considered a great song. But I like that.
The opening lyrics. The song.
That's pretty cool. It. Yeah, it's not one of the ones they ever play on the radio.
No, but there's not many songs on that first album that I don't like.
Okay, not too bad.
All right.
Mine, I'm not sure if I've done this one before, but I'm getting old and I forget what I do, so we'll do it again. Maybe you'll get it better. But
I won't remember that we did it anyway, so.
There you go. So, hey, we should change the name of our show, right?
Yeah. Like, have we done that before?
Dementia. Okay, this was from 1988, a good year for hard rock and metal. Okay, it starts out, once a singer sang about bullshit, everyone could see him fall. And be sure it's been his last hit. He's never been seen at all. Some dictator felt progressive and lay down in the sun. But his people were aggressive. They killed him with a gun. Any clue?
Is it Van Halen?
It is not Van Halen. All right. The clues are, 88 it came out. It's from a European band, not from England. Okay, here's the bridge. Sometimes you're wrong, but some things you have done, you see fate is too strong. Nothing's won, but used for a fight. If you're not acting right, you'll be cut down to size like a lie. I'll go a little more. A little dragon could spit fire, but never so for something bad. He didn't know the knight's desire to throw a lance into his head.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Is it the Scorpions?
It is not, but you're getting closer. Really close. You got the country.
All right.
This is a five-piece, 1988, and you got the country. So I like this next lyric. Romeo loved his Juliet. Their parents told them stop. Then it all turned out peculiar. He couldn't get it up. All right. And the chorus goes, it's the rise and fall, the prize for it all. That ain't nice at all. Luck is like a ball. You can't recall or care at all. So better use your brain.
Okay.
But you like how they rhymed all, yeah. Fall, all, ball. You can tell they're Germans, right? Probably second yeah. language, English.
Absolutely.
Any clue what band that would be? German, 1988.
Right.
You're familiar with this band. They had a time in the late 80s where a couple of songs are on MTV. And they're still around, but they never broke here.
I can't think of any other German bands off the top of my head.
Really? Think Pumpkins.
Oh, Halloween.
It's Halloween, Rise and Fall off the Keeper of the Seven Keys, Part 2. I didn't think you were going to get that one. I just like that.
No.
The Romeo and Juliet line I thought was interesting.
Yeah, I was never a Halloween fan.
Oh, okay. Well, then you would have never got it.
Yeah. I mean, I like their first album pretty good.
You probably like... You like their first album? You probably,
yeah.
What, Keep of the Seven Keys?
Yeah.
Well, that's like their third.
Well, I was the only one I think I had back then.
Yeah, they had like a different lead singer, and then they... I think it was their third or fourth. Maybe third.
They put out a lot of albums.
Oh, yeah, and they're still around.
Yeah.
In fact, they reunited with some of their band members, and they're touring under the banner Pumpkins United Tour. So they brought back the two most popular singers and guitarists, and they're all touring together.
All right. It's one big happy family.
It's killing in like Mexico, South America, and Europe, and Japan. But in the U.S., I think they played here a little bit, but in smaller venues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if you're not Taylor Swift, you're not selling a lot around here.
No.
Or the Stones.
Yeah. But I like Halloween. They're okay.
Yeah.
But they never got, they never made it.
Well, that was a good one.
Yes. Okay. So go out there and buy those two albums. Well, everybody should own the first Ozzy album. But Halloween, kind of a poor man's Iron Maiden, I guess, kind of, sort of. Except not with the lyrical depth.
Yeah. See, I was totally into Iron Maiden, so I didn't need a poor man's Iron Maiden.
Well, I guess you... Yeah. Yeah, because Halloween was kind of compared to them, but they were sillier.
But yeah.
The musicianship was great, but the songs were a little sillier, and they're kind of goofy. I mean, they put out an album called Pink Bubbles Go Ape, okay? But
so let that be your guide.
Yeah, don't get that album. That album's terrible, but there's some good stuff in there. The two Keepers of the Seven Keys albums have some good stuff. And when they changed singers, they had some good stuff. But go check them out if you like power metal. Ooh, power metal. Yeah.
German power metal.
Yeah. Good stuff, I think. But Danny disagrees with me, but that's okay.
I'd rather listen to Rammstein.
I like Rammstein.
I do too.
I've listened to get their latest album. It's pretty good.
I should have gone to see them when they were in Philly because they were headlining here, and I don't have enough pyrotechnics in my life already.
Yeah, I've never seen Rammstein either, and I heard their shows are amazing.
Yeah.
People go just for the show.
I've seen them on YouTube a bunch, and their shows look awesome.
Come on, who puts a giant phallic symbol out there that squirts all over the crowd? Come on, those guys are funny.
And sets themselves on fire.
Yeah, I love the fire stuff.
Keyboard players on a treadmill.
Good stuff.
Walking the entire show.
But the songs are, even though they're singing in German, they got some crunch to them.
Oh, man.
Makes you want to run around the whole arena. It's like, good.
Du Hast is one of my favorite songs.
Yeah.
Du Hast mich. Du Hast mich, du Flach.
I live in Germany for 3 years, so yeah, good stuff. Good for them singing their own language, pulling it off.
Exactly.
Max, I cooked some meat. You want to try it? Is it any good?
Do you want a chocolate coin?
Do I want a chocolate coin? You damn right I want a chocolate coin.
You need to admit me to the hospital if I say no to that.
Yeah.